Forms and References. Your purchase of this audiobook includes an example of each of the following forms so that you may reproduce them to benefit yourself and your loved ones. Kindly send your request for such example forms via email to drwilliamtrebbing@yahoo.com. In the subject area, note, GBGT Legal Protection Forms Request. Then provide a copy of your receipt for the audiobook purchase via email attachment, as well as a note of who you are and where we can snail mail or email you the copies. 1. Affidavit, Implied Legal Notice and Warning. 2. Memorandum, Request for Assurance of Medical Treatment and Relief Upon Damage. 3. Affidavit of Probable Cause for Attempted Assault and Battery. 4. Affidavit, Release from Liability of Disease. 5. Memorandum, Request for Medical Exemption under State Statute. 6. Request for Access to Documents under your state's Freedom of Information Act. 7. Church of Christ Consciousness Information. 8. Hospital Zinger Affidavit. If they say they can force you to have your newborn vaccinated or medicated, notice of patient and new parent's right to refuse medical treatments after childbirth. 9. Public Records Act Zinger. For school officials that are giving you trouble. Please note, this section does not contain any legal advice. It only contains law research for your continued education. This section will provide you with the necessary forms as dictated by the last chapter. It has been my experience that if your paperwork is done properly and timely, you can toss any vaccination mongrel right out the window, get your kids into school, and sue any lawyer for damages if he gets in your way. There are a few things to understand before you get started. 1. You are not going to sue or file paperwork in the system. When we say in the system, we are talking about within the confines of statutory law. Those federal and state statutory courts are not your courts. Statutory law and courts are for corporations and corporate fictions, or corporate trusts, like your all caps name. You may volunteer to go into those statutory courts and give up your common law jurisdiction if you choose, but why would you do this? It is certainly more common for lawyers and judges to coerce you into showing up in their courts by lying and using fear tactics. This is how they gain jurisdiction over you without you knowing what is really going on. When you show up in their courts, you are essentially saying, "Okay, I waive my common law unalienable rights and succumb to your will and whim." When you agree to let statutory law have jurisdiction over you, you have absolutely no rights. When you claim your sovereignty under the common law, you are the master and they your servants. You do this by asking the right questions at the right time. All of your paperwork and subsequent filings with your town clerk's office are going to become real by the power of your own sovereignty as an American and under the common law, which is your law. You can only claim this if you are not represented by a bar card attorney, a regular lawyer. I have yet to see a lawyer in any state that wanted to get involved with this kind of sovereignty paperwork. 2. The concept of a license to practice law does not exist by any real sense in any state that I have found thus far in my research. In essence, the supposed law license is a fiction. All graduates of law schools are eligible to take a state bar. The term bar is an acronym for British Accredited Registry Examination. See healthfreedom.info/bar%20association.htm. If they pass, they receive what is known as a bar card for that particular state's bar association. A bar card is nothing more than a membership into a club of graduated lawyers who have passed the exam. The bar card itself has never been demonstrated anywhere legally to be a license to practice law. Yet people get thrown into jail for practicing law without a license. How is this possible when lawyers do not even have a license to practice law? Ask the next lawyer you come across and watch her dance. A very powerful question to ask of a lawyer who is bothering you, especially in writing, is for that lawyer to demonstrate their license to practice law and make legal determinations. This can get extremely amusing. 3. When you make your affidavits, understand that they can contain no conjecture and only facts. It is also best to keep them clear of any statutory law you may assume you know. An affidavit is simply a sworn statement of facts. You are stating to the best of your knowledge and ability that these events occurred on these dates, and therefore you can draw certain conclusions and claim damages if necessary. An unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in the common law and in commerce. This means that if a lawyer or judge does not answer the affidavit you have filed with the town's clerk office against them, in what is known as a counter-affidavit, then everything in your original affidavit stands as truth. They must answer each claim against them in your original affidavit to the letter. If they miss one, or simply only answer what they feel like answering and leave the rest, the same truth applies. Your original affidavit stands as truth. If they are totally non-responsive, your original affidavit stands as truth after 30 days. This means you can state, Mrs. Brainwashed, school nurse at Federal Public Elementary School, and their school lawyer, Mr. Wimpy, failed to show me proof that the statutory vaccination laws of the state of New York actually apply to me or my son. She is denying my son access to school and thus causing me and my family a damage. When they do not rebut this claim, you win. Send your kid to school and expect that they will accept him. Always have a witness with you. If they do not let him come into the school, file a criminal complaint affidavit with the town and local sheriff's office and begin billing the school $1,000 a day for your damages. Send the bill weekly if necessary. In extreme examples, if your child has still not been allowed to attend school, begin a commercial lien process to collect your damages. 4. Some town clerks' offices will give you trouble when filing your affidavits or other related paperwork for your claim of sovereignty. Simply ask, "Where do I file affidavits and other documents for public record?" If they are still not willing to help, ask, "Are you making a legal determination right now?" They have to give you an answer. If they do not, they are causing you a damage. As well, judges and/or lawyers do not have any authority to upset, alter, or in any way change what is already in public record. Only you can remove what you have placed in public record. If necessary, you need to stand firm in these truths. The paperwork which follows can work in this manner. You are going to be making claims and statements that you believe are true and correct, and you are going to send these claims in paper form to the people who are bothering you, or otherwise blocking your child's entrance into school. Since they are causing you a damage, you are simply asking them why they are doing this when you know the truth is blank. You are then going to insist that they state their authority to do what they are doing in many different ways. 6. When they do not answer you, or answer you in an aberrant or unresponsive manner, then you file an affidavit, now stating that those questions you asked of them are now all true. In other words, you initially ask them to prove that the vaccine laws apply to you, and for their license to practice law. If they do not provide you with a suitable answer in a counter-affidavit form, then your affidavit will state, "Mr. Jones has no authority to block my child from school. The vaccination laws of this state do not apply to me. Mr. Jones does not have a license to practice law." If a lawyer does not have a license to practice law, shouldn't that be considered practicing law without a license? If, after knowing all this, you decide you do have to go to court, you may want to consider going on your own, what is known as pro se. If you appear pro se in the courtroom, you are demonstrating to the court that you are appearing sui juris, another legal term which means, according to Black's Law Dictionary, quote, appearing in one's own right, possessing full social and civil rights, not under any legal disability or the power of another, or guardianship, having capacity to manage one's own affairs, not under legal disability to act for oneself. Unquote. Sui juris simply means in your own right, with no higher title confining you. In other words, you are in the courtroom of your own, of sound mind and body, complete with all your common law rights, because you have not waived them under any particular contract. In contrast, whenever you go to court with a lawyer, the lawyer speaks for you, and you waive your common law rights to the court. An unfortunate technicality of approaching the courtroom represented by an attorney is that the lawyer's first obligation is not to you. She is first an officer of the court, which is her primary allegiance, and must uphold the statutory law over your rights and concerns. Again, you should only go with an attorney, bar card lawyer, if you absolutely do not feel you can handle this process on your own. You may still be able to accomplish something with a lawyer, but you are going to be bound by whatever is within the statutory law. I do, however, recommend retaining the services of a lawyer competent in vaccination issues if you feel you can get what you want in this way, if the statutory laws may run in your favor. Another option is retaining the services of a competent lawyer or law student to help you prepare your pro se case. If you have the time, learning how to present a case pro se is a marvelous learning experience. You have to make it known that these particular state vaccination statutes do not apply to you, and that you are in no way harming anyone by choosing not to vaccinate. These forms, coupled with the knowledge in this book, should provide you with all you need to legally avoid vaccinations. The first objective of these forms is to avoid court altogether, primarily by counter-intimidation of the same bureaucrats who are trying to intimidate you into receiving vaccinations against your will. For further reading on presenting your case pro se, obtain the books listed under the law research portion of the references section which follows. Remember, be a bulldog and good luck.